I'm speaking today with Mayor Anise Parker, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today, Mayor Parker. You are serving your second term as Houston Mayor. You know, from my perspective on the outside, it seems like the second term has been a bit more smooth sailing than the first term. Better economy, no red light cameras, that sort of thing. From your perspective, how does the second term so far compare to the first term?
There is no comparison. The second term has gone much more smoothly. Part of that is the overall economy. I came in January of 2010, and I say all the time, it's like being dropped into a leaky boat and you're bailing and plugging holes and trying to paddle all at the same time. We did a lot of things that were unpopular but necessary, including laying off a lot of city employees. And at the same time, I knew that the city needed to jump on the infrastructure issues. And so that first year I was in office, we did the overhaul of the water and sewer rate structure, and we took to the voters the creation of a dedicated revenue source for streets and drainage, which has now become our Rebuild Houston program. And so dealing with a bad economy, but we weren't sitting still. We were still trying to make things happen. But now the economy is better than any place else in the United States. The prospects are good. Our unemployment's down. And a lot of the really tough things we did in that first year, and actually the first term, are paying off. You know, we're still down 2,000 city employees from where I started, and yet we've been able to figure out how to restore all the services that we cut. And so we're running leaner and meaner and more efficiently as well.
Okay. Now, as you noted, during your first term, there were things that were done both to reduce costs and in some places to get the city to recover costs of its services. Now, you know, water fees were increased, but a number of fees for permits and other like things.
There's two sources of revenue for cities. There's taxes and fees, and we operate some really large enterprise funds, which are like businesses. They have to self-fund. Airport systems and enterprise, it has to self-fund. I cannot take a dime out of the airport system and spend it someplace else in the city, and we don't want to subsidize it. The same is true of our convention facilities. And then finally, the third big enterprise is the water and sewer system. And so that is a fee for service where we recover our costs. And then to run the city, it is generally run through tax revenues, property tax, sales tax, franchise fees, and so forth. That's where we tried to go back through as part of our, where we're laying people off and searching under the couch cushions for money for the pizza guy. Look at, are there specialized services that very few Houstonians actually need that really wouldn't be considered core services of the city? I resisted and have always resisted, for example, creating a garbage fee for the city of Houston, which would touch every Houstonian. We're the only big city in America that doesn't have a garbage fee, and there are some reasons to do it. But that, in my mind, is like another way to put a tax on people. However, looking at specialized services and making sure that citizens pay for those services. For example, I'm not a golfer. I know there are a lot of golfers out there. We don't subsidize our golf courses. The golf courses are in a mini enterprise fund, and they have to support themselves. We have an inspection process for topless bars. I don't patronize topless bars. We went to see exactly what the cost was, and not some estimated inflated cost, but what's the true cost of doing the inspections under the ordinance that we have, and we set the fee for our strip clubs at this is the appropriate fee. So we looked at every specialized service that we provide and tried to peg the cost at providing those services. So a lot of those fees went up across the city. And I think that's an appropriate way to do business.
Where I was going with that was that, you know, in recent years, before you took office, there were a number of property tax cuts. But that was never on the table, you know, during time.
Bill White made a quarter cent cut in the property taxes, I think, every year he was in office, or certainly for several years. I don't think that was an appropriate thing necessarily to do. The city had needs, and certainly in the recession, as we were scrambling to provide services and nearly 800 city employees had to be laid off, that tax revenue would have been extremely useful. I did not at any time consider raising property taxes because I didn't feel that was the right thing to do to individuals and businesses that were struggling under the recession. My attitude was, we're all in this together. We're going to tighten our belts just like they're tightening their belts, except that we did look at those specialized services.
Okay. While it is the case that, you know, the economy is a lot better, Houston's revenue situation has grown,